Last Friday, we reported on a story about a free cooking magazine in Sunderland, Massachusetts, that was blasted into the national spotlight by the force of the internet. The story started when the magazine, called CookSource, reprinted an article it found on the web. The magazine credited the author, but it didn't ask her for her permission, it didn't pay her, and it didn't even tell her it was reprinting her work. When the woman who wrote the original article complained, the editor of the magazine told her in an email that everything on the internet is public domain and she should be thankful her article had been edited. The letter and the story quickly became a web phenomenon. After our show, WBUR's Andrew Phelps reached the author, whose name is Monica Gaudio, by phone.
Not a journalist. I do not make any money off of writing about food or anything like that. I'm strictly an amateur medieval enthusiast.
The article was about apple pie recipes half a millennia old. And, not surprisingly, Gaudio is a self-described geek. She said she was awed by how quickly her story of internet plagiarism went viral.
I posted it on Wednesday night, and then on Thursday morning is when I saw that it went all over the internet, and then it kind of went crazy after that.
Over the weekend, CookSource-themed T-shirts were created, and for just $23, you can buy an apron with the words, "But honestly, Monica," a quote from the editor's letter to Gaudio. But just as it's impossible to predict what will raise the ire of the internet is also impossible to control. For Gaudio, the experience was mixed.
So on one hand, I get to see how crowdsourcing works, where you have hundreds of people working on finding out whether or not the CookSource website has plagiarized other articles. There's an Excel spreadsheet that someone put up, and it's got tens or dozens of entries. I haven't really looked at it really closely, but tens of people worked on that, and it was done within 2 or 3 hours. I think if I had done that on my own, researched every single article, it would have taken me weeks or months to do it, and they had it done, like, right away. I'm a little worried about just how mean some of the commentary is.
Monica Gaudio says there's at least one positively good outcome to this whole story. People have told her they plan to make her medieval apple pie recipe part of their Thanksgiving dinners.